a desire for the hybrid staff person. And hybrid, in, I'll just explain it this way, mostly we see the strategic, and I'll talk about lead pastors, which we do a lot of, strategic relational. Or you can use a lot of other words, intentional or decisive nurturing. We're seeing so much of that, and a lot of emphasis on personality tests, which are great, and we use a ton of them, but we spend quite a bit of time, if we're working with search committees, helping search committees interpret those. You know, people can take 5-10 minute tests. You know, that's just a starter for us. And we get down the list, you know, getting to our finalists, you know, they're taking much bigger tests. And also what we're seeing is this desire, and people don't know what to call it, but a desire for leaders who are emotionally aware. And here's one of the biggest problems. That you would think that in caregiving, people, you know, this is the people business, right? We're good with people. We're not really. I mean, we aren't, because and this is why. What we don't know about ourselves wins. And so emotional intelligence is becoming smart about who we are on the inside, about the things that we aren't aware, our shadow material. You know, it said that, you know, by age 12, we've put so many emotions into this black box, that this black box, you know, we're dragging it around. That's why we, you know, we can't get it on the bus, we can't get it on, you know, into the subway. We're dragging this black box of all the stuff that we've disowned. And so when we do this, and we're really good at this in the church, because negative emotions, okay, which are a lot of our emotions, which are meant to be a guide, all of our emotions are meant to be a guide, we don't go there. And so when we don't go there and we put that stuff in a black box, and the black box grows, that's why I call it a shadow. You know, at noon, your shadow's pretty big, right? But it gets a lot bigger at 5 o'clock and much bigger at 8 o'clock p.m. So what we are hearing is we want leaders who know who they are. And that doesn't mean just, you know, they've got this persona. They know what trips them up. You know, and there's that old saying in psychology, which is not made conscious comes to us as fate. And when we see the super capable, you know, we can look at the paper, we can look at the page, the, you know, digital portfolio. You know, this staff person has done this and done this and done this and started these programs. And what's the pattern of their leaving? And we see this pattern of the stuff that's underneath that they're not really attending to. So I would say, by and large, what are we looking for? That relational leader, and a relational leader is going to be emotionally aware. And we started about 5 years ago using various kinds of testing instruments and narratives, emotional narratives, to help teams, just in our coaching, but help teams understand what the emotional intelligence of their group aggregate was, and then also helping them do 360s with each other to mirror to each other, okay, this is where we think you're tripped up. I'm going to show you your shadow. This is really hard stuff. But we had a situation this last year where I went in, I was the coach on this, and a large church wanted to hire a worship pastor. And, you know, we typically go in for 20 to 22 face-to-face hours on a weekend just to get the chemistry of a church and know what's going on. And from the beginning, it could just, something's off, but people weren't talking. I get ready to leave, and two women pull me aside, take me into a back room and say, "You've got to help us." I say, "Okay, sit down. I don't care if I'm late for my plane. You've got to help us." And they said, "We have a staff that is walking on eggshells. It's fear. We are afraid to come into work. We don't know, you know, what's going to happen." And it was one individual who had been hired as the exec pastor, military trained, great, did a phenomenal job of reworking their system. But at what cost? A lot of dead bodies in the wake. And it was after that, I called up the lead pastor, and I said, got a problem. Talked about it. No, I think we're okay. 10 months later, he called me. We're not okay. Whatever that thing is that you were talking about, you know, doing that you could do with us, we definitely need that. And they righted the ship, but it was going down. And I was, you know, our company was hired to bring in a worship pastor, and we're about sustainability. That is not a sustainable situation. So anyway, talking a lot here, but that emotional intelligence, strategic, bring the skills, but bring the awareness of what's going on inside.